Who, what, when, where, and why? The five W's that any rookie journalist is taught to ask when chasing a story. And now, in the great tradition of investigative journalism, commentator Barbara Klein follows a paper trail to solve a mystery.
Maybe you've had the same question on your mind. Like me, you've been wondering, who is Alan Rumbo? And why is his name stamped on the bottom of so many paper bags? I first became aware of Alan Rumbo during a trip out west. My friends and I stopped to order lunch from a fast food place. Something inspired us to turn the takeout bag upside down, and there, printed in bold type, was the name, Alan Rumbo. I pictured poor Alan Rumbo chained to a paper bag machine in a sweatshop in a third world country. I thought it was a cry for help. I started checking out paper bags everywhere I went, and I soon discovered a startling truth. Many of our nation's bags have names printed on them. On one paper sack, I uncovered the collective handiwork of D. Knight, R. Roland, and G. Winter. Three people per bag? That seemed a little excessive. And then there was Sheila, 09116B, not to be confused with Sheila, 06147B. Finally, my curiosity got the best of me. I had to find Rumbo, the man. I called the fast food chain. They referred me to the company that makes their paper bags, Weyerhaeuser. I called.
Good morning, Corporate Communications. This is Wanda.
My first contact was with the media relations director. He told me every paper bag machine operator has his or her own nameplate. Rumbo worked at their Kansas City plant. I was soon talking to Rumbo himself. He told me he'd been working at this plant for more than 10 years, and by his count, there must be a million bags out there with his name on them.
You'll see my name occasionally on a Burger King bag, and we also do KFC also, which was pretty cool because I stopped by there and picked up some the other day, and I had a name on a bag. And my kids were with me, so they thought that was pretty cool to go in and buy something from a store and have my name on the bag. Oh, I was a hero.
Although no one's asked for his autograph, not yet anyway, people do acknowledge his work.
Well, I have friends and family all over the Midwest here that see my name on bags, and when I get home for family reunions or whatever, or see friends, they go, yeah, I saw those bags you made.
As far as he's concerned, if you have an Alan Rumbo original, you won't ever be left holding the bag.
We get the pride of putting our name on there, which I think is a good thing, because if your name's on the bag, I think you watch your quality a little bit more, because you don't want to send out bad bags and bad quality and then your name on it. You know, I haven't over the 12 years I've been here have anybody come up and go, man, Al, I got a bag and it looked like crap.
So my quest to find Alan Rumbo is over. I'll never look at a paper bag again and not think of Rumbo and his fellow workers. From now on, it's no longer a question of paper or plastic. It's a Rumbo bag or nothing.
Barbara Klein lives in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.